All right, who's our next caller here? I'm trying to get my screen. We got Nariko 954. Caller 954. What's your question or comment?
Well, I was just calling as someone sent me a message on Facebook to call in, and I was listening to your answer to the brother. I wasn't sure. I just jumped in, so I wasn't exactly sure what you were discussing, but I guess you could say I have a comment about this topic.
Okay.
You know, I guess you could say it's a comment and a question in a sense. What I would like to ask is, like, you know, which women are we talking about? And, you know, are we a part of these women? And if we are not, then why are we talking about these women, you know? Are we one of those sisters who want to date thugs or in street dudes, or do we want more mature men?
I think everybody, you know, what I was talking about was the fact that a lot of young women go through this phase. That doesn't mean that they stay in it. And, you know, all women, though, look for a man who is mentally engaging. Now, some women might find that in a man who is able to discuss philosophy, play chess, or, you know, who travels with them or something like that. But if that's not your kind of lifestyle and you're, you know, a young woman kind of been raised in the hood, in the projects, well, you're going to go around with guys who are on your social level. And all young women want a boyfriend that they think is cute and who is exciting to them. They want a guy who is physically attractive, who they find to be sexually attractive, and who is fun. And so, you know, how that plays out, though, in a young woman's life and the choices that she makes to fulfill those needs, that's what I'm talking about. So I'm just going to give them a few little tips of guidance.
Who's asking this question, though? Why do some women date thugs and street dudes? Is this coming from the perspective of a man or a woman? Like, who's asking?
Well, it's usually men complaining that women don't want them. They want street dudes. They want thugs. That's the term I hear a lot.
Now, I can answer that question. For that person, why is it that you're interested in that type of woman?
Well, that is a good question.
Okay.
Well, I think a lot of it is because, you know, they grow up watching the videos just like the other dudes. And the little corny dudes watch the videos. They want them a 10 woman, too, even though he may only be a 4 on the scale himself. He wants a girl who shakes and has got big booty and looks cute like the video girls. And he sees that those very attractive women are going for the guys that have more pop. You know, they may be more streety, more, you know, cool, the cool dudes, the bad boys. And so they're resentful because these guys are getting all the women and they're not getting any. So it's just sex jealousy, sexual jealousy. So they, you
well,
know,
think
they label these guys.
Oh, yes, they should be able to answer their own questions then. If they're interested in those type of women, then they know what type of women those are, so they know what type of men that those women are interested in.
Well, that would mean being honest about the fact that they're jealous. They don't want to do that. They would rather
not even about being jealous, but, you know, the level of maturity those particular women are at, or, you know, whether or not that they want to date someone on a serious level and have children, you know, what type of, you know, you are not that type of men that women like that are looking for, then why is it that you
exactly
that's yeah
okay yeah, well thanks for calling
yeah.
So let's get the next caller, area code 704. Your mic's open. What's your question or comment?
Well, this is a great conversation, and I was just thinking that the nerdy like guys cannot compete with the thugs and street dudes, because in a sense, if they did try to imitate these guys, then they would not be true to themselves. So they should not change their personality because of that woman that goes out for the thugs and street dudes. what they could do is befriend the women that they like and build a relationship with them, and then let time takes its course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'm really saying, you should get to know the person before you go to bed with them.
Oh, yeah.
Because those thugs and street dudes, a lot of times they abuse the women. And so we just have to take our cues and things of that nature to be the winner of those ladies. And if they're worthy of our attention anyway, because you can't change them once they are, you know, have been through those trials and tribulations with a thug and a street dude,
mm-hmm.
until something awful happens. And then they may come out, the street dudes and thugs may be the Prince Charming that you think they are, but in reality, they can become very cruel. And then that's where they, the ladies mess up. If a man jokingly hit you, then that should be a number one sign of him being violent. If he's cruel to animals, that's another point. Then he is a violent type person, and you don't want that person in your life.
Exactly.
But this is a good topic.
Well, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, she brought up some interesting points, and I want to kind of reiterate something that she mentioned. Now, when people talk about abuse, one of the top things that they want to discuss is physical abuse. Everybody knows what that looks like. You can see it. You can see a black eye. You can see, you know, rings around someone's neck and bruises on their cheeks and all that. You can see all that. What you don't see is the damage that is done to a woman inside. To me, emotional abuse is the number one type of abuse that men do. And you know who's the best at it? Them alleged good dudes. The ones that everybody thinks is so wonderful and perfect. Those clowns are vicious. And they destroy a woman from the inside. So, you know, I'm like, I don't want people to leave this show with any stereotypes in their mind that everyone who dresses like this, talks like this, and does this is bad, and everyone who goes to college and wears a suit and goes to church is good. They're, from where I sit, they all have drama. Each has drama. Each of it can hurt you. You have to decide which, you know, how to pick which man is going to be the right man for you. I don't give any of them a pass. None of them. I don't care how many degrees he got, how many churches he's been raised up in, or how many parents he has. I don't care. They're all knuckleheads until proven not to be. In my world, you're guilty until proven innocent. Now, let me tell you how this goes down. The guys who, you know, they want to pretend like they're so great, right? So here's this woman. She's jumping through all these hoops to try to give it this dude. Oh, you know, he's everything I wanted. You know, he's professional. He's educated. You know, he's all this stuff. Okay, so she's going through all these changes to try to give it this dude. And then the drama begins. The little snarky comments. Oh, you're not going to wear that, are you? And so now you're starting to doubt yourself, right? You write, you come in, you're all happy about something. Maybe you got a promotion on your job. And instead of him being happy about it, you get this. Oh, so what, you going to make 52 cents an hour more? You see what I mean? Little put downs like that. Now, I'm just giving some really, you know, kind of really odd examples, but imagine hearing things like that day after day, day after day. Little things, little put downs, little criticisms, little judgments about you that are negative. How are you going to start questioning yourself and doubting yourself? That's the kind of abuse that I see the most. I believe that it is part of black culture. it is so deeply ingrained in men's mentality about how they talk to women that you will see most of this coming from brothers towards sisters. As a matter of course, they don't even question it. They don't even know what's going on. And when I bring this to women's attention, they are shocked because they go reflect. Many women have reflected on their relationships and realize with a shock that every single relationship that they've been in has been emotionally abusive.